Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. How we doing, America, world? You know, video games is a great respite. It's a great time filler. It always was, but it especially is in these times. And if you'd like to call up and talk for the next hour, this is the only nationally syndicated video game show run by a gamer just like yourself. It's not sponsored by any video game company. I'll tell you what's good, bad, and ugly, what's worth your money, what's not. But even with that being said, whatever my tastes are might not be yours. So I'd love your participation at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is the Progressive guest line. Get your quote on progressive.com today. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to our brave men and women in our military listening on the American Forces Radio Network, wherever you might happen to be in this great land of ours or foreign countries as well. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Do the good work. Come home soon. We are also on some apropos applications like the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, normally on Twitch, but the Twitch equipment and cameras and lights, that's all in my studios in San Francisco. I'm at home in the East Bay Hills near the Oakland area. So doing this out of my house. And as I said, you know, a lot of us out there, or a lot of people out there, maybe this is your only chance to have some interaction. You can give me a call if you want. It is just hitting 908 here. This is a live show. And we're also quite proud to be on Sirius Satellite Radio on the Dan Patrick channel, which is great to be on there as well. Plus SB Nation Radio out of Houston, a great network through that network as well. Getting to every which way that we can. Online, you can stream us at sportsbyline.com, click listen live, or sbnationlive.com. Remember, any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how we will give away the video game, which I'm going to do in the second segment. That's because at 9:40, Richard Grisham is going to join us. He has the new game, Out of the Park Baseball 21. And yeah, we have no baseball right now, so we need to play that more than ever. We'll also give away a brand new game. As I said, and we'll have the release dates, what's new this week, not a big list, cheat codes at the end of the show, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports File.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabyte, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. In the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do, by just asking a very simple question, and then the second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline, wins it. People ask me, why did I say the second? Because if I say the 37th, people are like, ain't gonna be me. And if I say the first, people are like, somebody already did it. So the second. Let's go ahead and do that. Richard Grisham, the man behind Out of the Park Baseball 21, will join us in a little less than a half hour. Also in the next segment, releases that are new this week, and we'll give away a brand new game. But I ask you, what have you been playing this weekend? I should say, what have you been playing this week? Fortunately for me, I'm able to do my Monday through Friday sports talk show from my house, and here I sit at almost 9:15 in my home on a Sunday night. If you're on the East Coast, of course, it's already Monday. You're already into your new week. First of all, I want to wish everybody well out there, obviously. And I know there's a lot of stress and anxiety. And so we still, the video game world, you think about how much it means to us. If you're listening, you love video games, as do I, and how much they mean to you in our regular life. And they really can be something more now. And so, I was thinking about, even though I got so many games as I spent so much money on them, and if you think I get everything free, I don't. I am privileged to get some games free for review and then give them away. Most of the stuff I got to pay for. And I work in radio. I'm not rich. But I have so many games, and I'm like, what's a good RPG I can get into? I ended up still playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which had another dang damn load. And that thing, 1.18, it seems like every 2 weeks, literally, I turn on Call of Duty just to zone out and play it. And it's got a down. And to me, you're looking at 3 hours. So 1.18, what it is, one new map. and a new character named Talon that has a dog. Those are cool things. We like new maps. We like new operators. Why does it have to be 3 hours? Well, they're going to nerf this gun. They're going to pump this one up. There was a little bit of a deal where it said, like right now, my mines, my proximity mines, when they kill somebody, it says one shot, one kill. That's what you get for doing that with a gun. It's usually a sniper rifle or a shotgun, usually. One shot, one kill. Now they're going to have to do a patch for that. There was a problem with the mines saying one shot. We don't care. This should be, like, I'll be fair, 15-minute update? I'll give you a half hour. Let's do that. All right. So I've been playing that. And so then I thought, well, I need to get a new RPG. Maybe I'll look to some older RPGs that have been, you know, just went by the wayside. Because sometimes, you know, especially in the fall, in Black Friday, October, November, December, and you got all these games coming out at once, and sometimes they slip through your fingers. And I started looking at some, and then I would watch on YouTube gameplay, and I'm like, nah, nah, nah. So I got back into Fallout 76, of which I've already put in tons and tons of hours. And I actually started playing some missions, and I got into some new areas. And so I'm glad I did it, and I'm still, right now I'm supposed to find some nuclear code, and it looks like it's underground, and I have no way of trying to find it, but I'll work on that later. But another new thing was when I was on Steam looking around for new games, every once in a while I'll go ahead and look at what are the free games. And sometimes they're demos, and sometimes, you know, there's advertisements in them. And now, this being said, I know that, you know, this country, we were already, I mean, before politics, we already look at our phones and put our earbuds in, right? And I'm not trying to say anything's bad about it. Look, I'm a citizen of this country too. I do the same thing. You know, if I'm waiting for public transportation, I got my earbuds in, I'm looking at my phone. I'm not like, how are you doing? You know, you're like a freak if you do that now. So we are already pretty isolated that way. And whether you're conservative or liberal or in the middle, you know, this country is very divisive right now, and it seems like half a country is screaming at the other half. So we're divisive that way. And now we have to stay 6 feet apart through the end of April. And I think it's hilarious, people online saying, oh, all you spring breakers ruined it. Do you really think we weren't going to go to the end of April anyway? April was a write-off a long time ago. So we have to just get used to that. But so now we have to stay 6 feet away from each other. So anyway, I was looking for games on Steam, and I saw a free game called Super Bernie World. And it's a complete political commercial for Bernie Sanders. Now, as I said, this show is apolitical. I don't care how you vote. I only care if people are good people. I'm not going to judge you by your religion or your politics. I'll never talk to someone who voted for blank. That's not me. If you're a good person, I'm sure you had your reasons. I'm not going to judge you on who you voted for. But, you know, I click on the Bernie Sanders game, and it's a commercial for him. But the reason I clicked on it is because it's a Super Mario game. And it's pretty good. The controls are tight in this game. And you play, you know, listen, you can't go down any pipes. But the thing I found most interesting about this game, and at the end you beat Trump, and it's very easy, and he cries, and he says, how will I make money if I'm not president? And then, you know, Bernie has his message. And then I deleted it because it was 12 levels and it was good entertainment for whatever it was, 20 minutes I played it to get through the 12 levels. But, and then it says give money, blah, blah, blah. I'll give him credit. But anyway, the thing I found most fascinating about it was that when I downloaded it, it took 1 second. I don't really get into any amount of time less than 1 second because when you get into the minutia of a half second, I mean, I guess in sports when it gets to one, it you see the tenths, 09, 08, you know, tick down and things like that. But I'm thinking about this game, and of course, you know, it's based on a 8-bit game from the regular Nintendo back in the day, but it downloaded in 1 second. And look, I have a pretty nice computer, and I have consoles as well, but I have a pretty nice computer, and so I'm on Steam. I've never seen a game download in 1 second. So if you think about if you can remove yourself from the equation, whether you bow down and worship Bernie Sanders or you think he's this the worst person who was ever born, it's just a game. And I thought that was pretty good. So anyway, I applaud the people who did that because they got me to click on it. It doesn't mean you have my support one way or the other. But I very much think of, you know, you think about how to get the word out. We were talking a couple months ago about how the United States Armed Services were having a sort of a downturn in enlistments, and now the numbers are way back up again. That's because they hired an ad firm that puts the average. It used to just be, let's do a commercial in the Super Bowl. That'll everybody will see that. Okay, well, there's 6 million. Now what are you going to do, or whatever it is? And so you know, you play World of Warships, you play Call of Duty. There's a little thing that like, hey, you like running around with an assault rifle? Why don't you do it for real and do it for Uncle Sam, baby? I mean, it's good advertising, right? So if you think about how are we going to get the vote out to the youth, these millennials, okay. I think the dichotomy is I don't think a millennial is super interested in a platformer that's 80s style, late 80s style. The person who's going to click on it is a guy like me who is my age and who likes old school platformers. But anyway, a 1 second download, you can't beat it. We will take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. We'll tell you the release dates, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coming to you from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm over on the Oakland side at home, normally at the studios in downtown San Francisco, but we are sheltering in place, social distancing. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have an interview with Richard Grisham. He has the new game, Out of the Park Baseball 21. That's been coming out for many years, and we'll talk to him about that. email bag I'll get to in a second, but it's time to give away a game, and the game is Bleeding Edge, and this just came out last week from Ninja Theory. It is a Microsoft game, so that means PC and Xbox One. I have it here for the Xbox One. My question is, and send the answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, my question is this a game about fighting, or is this a game about cooking? Bleeding Edge. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Bleeding Edge is a ferocious close quarters battle and a lot of colorful cast in this as well. Some people say, oh, it's just another ripoff. I think it's different enough that you can't call it that, but one of the double-edged swords of this game is that sometimes the camera angle does kind of fail to keep up. But anyway, send your answer. Is it a fight? Didn't you just say it was a fighting game? Yeah, I did. Let me know what you think of the game Bleeding Edge. It is a fighting game or a cooking game. Second correct answer, we'll get the Xbox One copy. Yes, from Ninja Theory, published by Microsoft. As I said, this game just came out 5 days ago. So when I say brand new, this one is not just brand new. It is brand spanking new. That's right, spanking. To the email box, which means clicking on a screen, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a letter here. Is it really a letter? Email from Robbie. Robbie says, Rick, I heard the Xbox Series X is better than the PS4. Should I just get that instead? Your thoughts. Thank you for the email for the 95th time, rick@sportsbyline.com. My answer is no, because do you draft someone at the combine because they have the most reps on the bench, because they run the fastest 40? Do you just draft the tallest basketball player? No. But tail of the tape, the Xbox Series X and the PS5, there are some things to consider, as the Xbox does factually have better numbers. Now, I'm going to go through some of this. I'm going to go through real fast, because for a lot of you and a lot of me, these numbers are a bit confusing. Like I said, I'm not a programmer. I have a rudimentary understanding of what these numbers mean. But real quick, the Xbox Series X, its CPU is 8 times core at 3.8 gigahertz. The GPU is 12 teraflops, 52 CUs at 1.825 gigahertz custom. Die size 360.45, process 7mm enhanced, memory is 16 gigs with a 320 megabyte bus. Memory bandwidth is 10 gigs at 560 GB, 6 gigs at 336 GB. Internal storage is 1 terabit custom NVMe SSD, and then the expandable storage, it has a 1 terabyte expansion card as well. Does have the 4 UHD Blu-ray optical drive, and the performance target is 4K at 60 frames per second, up to 120 frames per second. For the PlayStation, we'll get into what these numbers mean a little bit more in a second here. The PlayStation 5, the CPU is 8 times Zen 2 cores at 3.5 gigs. GPU, 10.28 teraflops. Memory interface, 16 gigs. 256-bit. Memory bandwidth is 448 gigabytes. Internal storage is a custom 825 gigabyte SSD. Expandable storage is through an NVMe SSD slot. External storage is through a USB HHD support. That's an external hard disk drive. Also, the optical is the same 4K UHD Blu-ray. Performance target is 4K 120 hertz and also up to 8K TVs. So, and this all came out last week when PS5 started giving out all the numbers. And people are like, oh my gosh, the Xbox Series X is way better. Well, interesting thing. Digital Foundry's John Linehan explains in a tweet, quote, "The craziest thing about PS5 is the speed of the SSD. 5.5 gigabytes is just part of the story. There is a lot of custom silicon in there to ensure that the system isn't bottlenecked in other areas. It's really fast on paper, a lot faster than Xbox Series X even." So there, and I don't know if Linehan's right or not, but those are the things we don't know when it comes to. Now, I used to be a computer programmer back in the day, but a long time ago. But I know that when you talk about memory and about your chip and what you can ally to this and that, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you're like, well, I'm going to take memory from here to put it here. So we don't know how these pathways work, and we don't know if the if-then statements, if something goes down that path and that circuitry and that gets choked off. So we don't know these things. So he's saying, forget the numbers, the PS5 is faster. It is? Well, a couple other things we know about it. First of all, the Xbox Series X crushes the world when it says it'll run Xbox One, Xbox 360, and even the original Xbox titles at launch. That is amazing, and that is something that I've always wanted. I remember I even considered not getting a PS2 because it wouldn't run my PS1 games. And like, that's not a good deal. Well, the PS5 says that they will run almost all of the 100 most played PS4 titles. So that's good. We don't know what almost all means. That's the only thing. What is almost all? Are you going to be able to run them, or are you not going to be able to run them? What's going on here? 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Another thing I wanted to get to as we turn our attention indoors for a lot of what's going on in our world today. We know that sports, unfortunately, has had to take a backseat like everything else. The Los Angeles Kings got their play-by-play announcer, Alex Faust, today, and analyst Jim Fox as well. They did a game today, but what they did was they did a video game sim, and they decided to go ahead and just pretend like it was a real game. I know that with the San Francisco Chronicle out here, they've been playing Stratomatic Sims. Stratomatic, I mean, that goes back to my dad's day, but Stratomatic Sims for baseball. And they're like, oh, look, the A's are 3-0. They'll give stats. They'll tell you exactly what happened, and they're printing these stats in the paper like it happened, so we can kind of follow along. It doesn't do a whole lot for me, to tell you the truth. I don't need to see this fake stuff, but we also know today that Formula One organized a digital event for their drivers. They ran a virtual Grand Prix using F1 2019 video game. They streamed it to Twitch, Facebook, YouTube. It was on Sky Sports in the UK, and apparently they said hundreds of thousands of people tuned in. And they had professional play-by-play from the race. Do you call it play-by-play in auto racing? I guess, even though they're not plays. Jack Nicholls, the announcer, said, quote, "You've got some real-life racing drivers, some former racing drivers, some celebrities all going at it around the Bahrain circuit. It's not quite the Formula One that we want to see, but it'll be a nice little filler for the time being." Yes. Now, F1 has run a virtual race in Developer Codemasters F1 series for several years, but it modified the rules to accommodate the celebrities and real-life drivers. Now, here's the thing about real-life drivers. They might stink at video games. They're used to driving the real deal. It's like I don't do a virtual radio show on a video game. So just because you do it well in real life doesn't mean you're good there as well. So the plan was to run 28 laps at the Sakhir International Circuit in Bahrain. They had 14 laps. There were too many technical glitches, and the modified rules made the game just too easy. Every driver used cars with equalized performance. The cars took reduced damage. A lot of the cars had power steering. And the race kind of proceeded like a digitized and stripped down version of the real thing. But and by the way, some of the drivers gave their avatars digital versions of their racing outfits. And I just think, like, if you're like Pennzoil or Tide or whatever is on the side of a guy's jumpsuit, oh, you're racing virtual? Yeah, I'm going to need that advertising for Jif Peanut Butter. Okay, we'll make sure we program that in. People are trying, folks. They're trying. We're all trying. All right. When we come back, Richard Grisham will join us. He has a brand new game called Out of the Baseball, or I should say Out of the Park Baseball 21. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Gamer.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is quite our pleasure to bring in Richard Grisham. He is a developer with Out of the Park Developments, and the new game is OOPTP 21, Out of the Park Baseball 21. And the thing that I like about this, Richard, is that you stress you don't have to be good at video games. You just have to love baseball. How does that work?
So this is a baseball strategy game. It's not about how quickly you can press buttons. It's about how you want to run a baseball organization. It's a fully licensed game by Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, MLBPA. So it's all the real teams, clubs, and players. And basically, you run a franchise. If you're a Mets fan or a Giants fan, you just take over the team. You can be the general manager and the manager. You do your scouting, your drafting, your free agency, your trades, your player development, and you put the team together however you want to. And you can do it with all the real clubs in the real season right now, or you can go through any season in history. We have the entire history of the game of the sport as well.
The thing I love about this game is it goes back to the late 90s, and every year there was a game. And when you think of Out of the Park Developments, This is a developer that's based in Hohlem Twielenfeld in Deutschland, right?
That is correct. Our founder and CEO, Markus Heinzen, is German, lives in Germany, and has been making this game for 21 years. This is the 21st edition of Out of the Park Baseball.
Obviously, you're going to get a huge fan base when you have something like that. So your fans, they know, because I remember one year when Madden mailed it in and I ripped it. Your fans will not allow you to mail it in. So that's what's probably a mouthwatering prospect for you, Richard, is that you're always thinking about new innovations and you want to make sure your fan base is pleased, right?
100%. We have grown exponentially over the last 10 years especially, and that is a direct result of our fans, and we're in there every day with them. This is a PC strategy game. The people who love this game love baseball, and if we don't have it right, they let us know immediately. They know baseball up, down, left, and right, and we are interacting with them every single day in all sorts of different places, and they're the best. They're absolutely the best. They make our game as great as it is.
The thing is that I love the team building, and you can think about how much money you have and if you're going to make a trade. Is your kid in the minors ready to come up and start? Are you going to sign a free agent? Are you going to go with one big free agent or a lot of medium free agents? That's all part of the strategy, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a big money club, you got the big money. If you're a small money club, you got to act like it. But if you're successful and more fans come to your games, then, you know, you earn more money and then you can build a new ballpark and you can earn more money that way and sign a big radio deal, right? It's everything that happens in the real world of baseball happens in Out of the Park Baseball 21. And again, it's not just now, it's any time in history. Plus, you can play against your friends if you want to play online, or you can play in a persistent online universe where every single Monday through Sunday is an entire 162-game season, and you strategize, you rip player card packs from digital baseball packs, and you put your team together and you compete against others. Or you could just build your own private baseball universe and shut everybody out, and you can do all of those things. It's almost unlimited.
Yeah, and I think about, by the way, we're speaking with Richard Grisham from Out of the Park Baseball 21. It's the only sports game that won Metacritic's PC Game of the Year twice. So I see that it's on Steam right now. Is it exclusively for PC or is it a multi-format?
This is a PC game, so, you know, Windows computers, Mac computers. It's a really, there's a lot going on in here, a lot of AI, right? We go every single year, we go on MLB Network, and we do our predictions for the season, and we based on 1,000 simulations. And last year, wouldn't you know it, that we predicted that the Nationals would beat the Astros in the World Series. There's a lot going on in this game, you know, when it comes to the baseball and artificial intelligence and things like that. So it's a game that's built for PC. Again, it's a strategy game, right? There's a lot of data, a lot of information, a lot of statistics. You know, people just get lost in the game just looking at information and finding their favorite team. Like, one of my favorite things is to go back and look at my 1986 New York Mets and tinker with the lineup and say, well, what if they didn't platoon Wally Backman and Tim Tuffle? What if they just let Wally Backman play all the time? What would happen? Stuff like that.
Yeah, and Tim Tuffle let that ball go through his legs in the World Series, and they lost 1-0 to the Red Sox. You remember that one?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
By the way, speaking of Germans, Teufel means devil in German. Did you know that?
I did not, but I'm now going to call Marcus and let him know that I know something.
One of the things, too, is that when you deal with a game like this, somebody might raise an eyebrow and say, well, do you have the Major League license? Yes, of course. You have all the teams and the logos. So when you crack a deal, you got to deal with the union, but you got all that squared away. Everything is legit. I'm looking right now at a screenshot of your Phillies. You got Gregorius. It's short. Everything is being updated right away, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have tremendous partners with Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and the MLBPA. And Minor League Baseball is a big deal, right? We have all the real prospects. We have the real guys at single A, double A, triple A, too. Like, we have to be completely right because, you know, that's what our fans expect. They expect authenticity, and they expect when they call players up from the minor leagues that it's the real guys with the real ratings and the real potentials, all that stuff. And it's all based on our great partnership with Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and the Players Association.
I should remind people that you got a little 10% off deal going on Steam right now look at it.
Yeah, launch as we week, speak. 10% off.
The other thing is, too, Richard, is that you guys are actually playing. And as I said, everything's being shut down, and we're really, really going to start. I mean, I arrived in Phoenix for spring training the day they canceled it. So it's just some bad timing, but there is no bad timing right here. You can get things underway, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've got what was supposed to be the 2020 schedule already in there, built, including, you know, the Field of Dreams game, the London series, the All-Star game in Los Angeles, right? It's all there. But you also have complete customizability, right? So once we know what's going to happen this season, you're going to be able to set that all up for you. We'll also deliver it, right? We have, you know, real-time updates, you know, once they start the season again, however format they're going to do it, we'll have it for you. All the rosters, we'll update it. You know, we update the game every single day as well, you know, during the season. So anything that's real is there. Plus, you can also completely put your own fantasy universe together however you want to as well, and anything in between.
And while you didn't need the validation, it's pretty cool when the MLB Network asks you to sim some things out for them, isn't it?
It's the best. And the only thing better than that, and I sound like I'm bragging, because I guess I am, the only thing better was getting it right. I mean, come on. When we predicted the Nationals to beat the Astros on TV last year afterwards, my friends and I, we sort of looked at each other side-eyed, like, really? We're going with this? But we're like, you know what? We ran 1,000 simulations. We trust our game, and we got it right. And we've done that 3 years in a row on MLB Network. So they're great partners, wonderful people, and we have a really good time with them. And it's awesome that they let us, you know, that they let us unveil our season predictions on the network. And we think that we've you know, helped deliver some good content for them as well. So it's a great two-way relationship.
What would you say to the person who had your XX model last year, had Out of the Park Baseball 20? What are some of the nuanced improvements that you've made this year?
So a few things. The coolest thing, I think the most fun thing, is we have a 3D ballpark construction kit now. This is something our fans have been hoping for and rooting for at least 5 years, since I've been starting here 5 years ago. So you can take, you can completely construct your own ballpark in 3D, right? Different kinds of stands and fences. You want to put your own green monster there? Great. You want to make the gaps really deep and you want to build around speed and defense? You can do that. You want cornfields in the back? Do you want a city? Do you want, you know, the old Tiger Stadium overhang? Whatever you want. So that's something that's really cool. And it's not just fun to play with. It also impacts the game, right? If you have a short porch in right field, that's going to mean something. So that's something that that's really, really cool. Something else, too, that, that we really are getting a huge positive response back is we dramatically improved the scouting and the drafting. You know, if you remember 10 years ago, the Major League Baseball draft was something you might read about in the newspapers. But nowadays, right, it's almost as big as the NFL draft, you know, with your mock drafts and your stuff like that. So we built a lot out in scouting and drafting. So when you're running your team, the draft is now a big part of the game. There's a whole bunch more that I could go on, but like just right off the top of my head, those are my two favorite things, my favorite two new things that weren't in the game last year.
Well, I think about all the different types of leagues you can have, and, you know, rookie through diamond level, perfect league, promotion, relegation. Talk about just, you know, PvP and playing people online.
Yeah, so Perfect Team is a persistent online world. It's completely separate from the sort of traditional mode. And it's really, it's like an online, you know, it's just a fun online world. So basically, You play Perfect Team, you rip baseball card packs, digital card packs, and you get baseball cards of players. Some could be current players, some could be historic players, some could be really high-rated players like diamond cards, and some could be just sort of ordinary average. And then you rip card packs, you get more than enough cards to put a team out there. And then from every Monday through Sunday of every single week, it's a 162-game season. And you set your lineups and your rotations, and you can get more cards and more packs. And then if you do really well, you can get promoted up to the next tier. And you start again on Monday morning. And it's a really fun online persistent competition that you can play in addition to the traditional mode. And what we've heard from fans is that Perfect Team is actually a really great tutorial for the main game, because you get a lot of the fun part of the game, like, you know, setting your rotations and lineups and seeing how players are performing, without some of the other stuff that can be a little intimidating the first time through. So Perfect Team is persistent online. Every single week is a brand new season, promotion and relegation, and we've had success and people enjoying Perfect Team as a new way to play out of the park baseball.
We've been speaking with Richard Grisham. Out of the Park Baseball 21 on sale on Steam right now, and a quote from John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox: OOTP is an astonishing accomplishment. This is coming from a rich guy that can have anything he wants, and he wants this game. Richard, congratulations, man. Really appreciate it, and let's catch up when you got another one.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And everybody go check out of the Park Baseball 21. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There it is. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will take a quick break, and we will come back. We will be right here on Sports Byline USA.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Need to get to the release dates and the cheat codes here in a couple of minutes. Just a couple of new games here as we go into April. Totally Reliable Delivery Service, that is a phone game. End Zone, A World Apart, PC Sim. My Friend Pedro, about a banana, it is a shooter. In Other Waters, this is a Switch and a PC Sim. Also, Hyper Parasite, Switch, Xbox One, PS4, action game, not a South Korean movie. Resident Evil 3, this is going to be a big one, PS4, Xbox One, PC. Resident Evil Resistance, PC, PS4, and those are the games. All right, RickSportsByline.com for the cheat code. This comes from Terry in Henderson, Nevada, saying, playing GTA Online, I heard there's peyote. What does it do? Where can I get it? The peyote plants, and by the way, there are 76 locations, so I can't tell you where they all are. There's a map online if you want to look. But what the peyote plants do, it's actually pretty hilarious, is they turn you into animals. And so there's one where you can be like an elk. And what does that mean? Well, you turn into an elk. By the way, the peyote plants, it'll start, your controller will start humming when you get by it, or you hear the sound. It looks like a green hockey puck with leaves on it. But as the elk, you just run down the streets and you terrorize MP3s. And the only way I got killed as an elk was another person, a real person playing online, hit me with a car, and another one pulled up and shot me. So it's, you hear peyote and you're like, oh, whatever, what does it do, get you high? No, it turns you into a maniacal creature, which is pretty funny. All right, everybody, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in to Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll see you next week.